It seems to me that every year, sometime around this time on the calendar, that we turn a corner. Probably it's just some random, arbitrary thing in my own mind only. But I swear there comes a day when I think to myself, yep, we turned the corner. And I'm talking about the realization that winter is conceding to spring, something that always comes with a twinge of sadness for me. This year, that day was Tuesday of this past week. It was in the high 20s and sunny. I remember having the thought as I got out of my truck in my drive after work. Still, so much snow, but a lot of the roads are becoming more and more free of any kind of wetness. Or what is there is slushy. It sure still looks like the peak of winter, with all the snow we have, but the temperature and daylight spoke strongly of spring. When that feeling comes over me, what it literally feels like is stepping through a doorway, and there's no going back. Again, it's probably just a random, me-only thing, but it happens every year. It's still been down around zero at nights this week. There is snow in the forecast for later today and tomorrow. And yet, to me, things feel different than they did last week. Harbingers of spring are starting to creep across our collective horizons. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Visitor Services Manager for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. First, as a card-carrying member, as a lover of winter, I'm not conceding anything yet. We still have a lot of snow. We have more snow on the way. As much snow as we've gotten this year, we may be getting snow well into April. And I just picked up a new-to-me snow go, so I have a reason to want to see the snow hang around. March is often one of our best months, too, with all the sunlight that is so often typical. So while I'm going to go down the rabbit hole of spring is almost here, I'm still clinging to winter for as long as I can. But I'm also a realist. I'm fighting a losing battle and have been since the first snowfall of the year. Actually, Charles Dickens, he of Ebenezer Scrooge and A Christmas Carol fame, amongst others, kind of summed up our March days quite nicely in Great Expectations when he said, "It was one of those March days when the sun shines hot and the wind blows cold, when it is summer in the light and winter in the shade." Yeah, you can get that a lot these days. I often give a reason for why I'm thinking about a particular topic. It'd be easy enough to look out a window and you could probably find ample inspiration right there. But what really got me to thinking about this week is a meme I saw on a former student's Facebook page. It showed the late actor Chris Farley, dressed in his tacky suit and acting as the Saturday Night Live skit character motivational speaker Matt Foley. You know, the "down by the river" character. Anyway, he was bent over yelling, as his character would always do, and he was yelling at snow. "For the love of all, melt already!" You could read it in his voice. It was easy enough to do. My former student asked, "Who agrees with this?" I responded rather firmly in the negative. Harbinger. That's a good word that probably doesn't get used as often as it used to. It means something that announces the approach of something else. There's a lot of good words out there that don't get used as often anymore, in my humble opinion. Another one is egregious. I like words, and always have, dating back to elementary school, which probably paints me in a pedantic sort of light, and I'm willing to own it. Things like horn and antler, like I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, and related such errors of identification. Another good example. When someone asks how you're doing, do you respond, "Oh, good"? I try to catch myself and not do that. The proper response is, "Well, not good." Good is an adjective, well is an adverb, and a response to an inquiry about your well-being requires the use of an adverb, hence, well is the proper response, or at least one proper response. Comedian George Carlin once famously said his response to such a question was, "I'm not unwell, thank you." Which irritated folks because people had to think it through, and people don't like to have to think through such simple exchanges. But I digress. Harbinger is a good word, not a well one, for what we see starting to happen now across the Bristol Bay area. One final last exhortation along these lines from a former elementary school teacher. Always strive to be the best you can be when it comes to your own communication skills. All right, harbingers, winter giving way to spring. Certainly one of the biggest has got to be the lengthening days, combined with the fact that we seem to get more than our fair share of sunny days in March normally. And doesn't it just seem like when it's a long sunny day and the temperatures are in the mid-20s, they just feel warmer and more spring-like than winter-like? It's all relative, isn't it? Because if you get that same 20-degree day in October, it just feels colder. It's possible that it's a change in the daylight that triggers my perception that we've turned a corner. Who knows? Maybe it's the same for some of you as well. Another sign, not yet here but probably not far off, is hearing of sightings of bears coming out of their dens. We're still probably a few weeks away from that, but it seems like there's always a little bit of wiggle room. Brown bears around our area went into their dens in October or November. They emerge in April or May. The females and cubs, as a rule, are the first to enter the den in the fall and the last to leave in the spring. Mature males are often the last to go in and the first to come out. Den sites are often located on mountain slopes of 30 degrees or more. The idea is that bears choose such sites because of the better drainage that such slopes provide. There's less chance for water seepage or flooding in the spring or during warm-ups in the winter. Dens are often horizontal and lead back to a denning chamber that's 5 or 6 feet removed from the entrance. This den, which has provided shelter through the winter, is about to be left behind as area bears emerge and begin to seek out food, as they once again jumpstart a life above ground, and their emergence is certainly yet another harbinger. Like with the bears, we're still a little ways off, but we're getting closer to seeing a change with our birds. Those that have been here all winter still will be, but others will begin to show and join them. Probably, in another month or a bit more, various types of waterfowl will begin to show up. Those that hunt them in the spring, yours truly included, will start to get restless as April winds down. Early May we'll see a lot of people getting out with shotguns. I'll have more information closer to that time about this topic. At some point in May, we'll start to see an assortment of migratory songbirds begin to show as well, in our yards and around our towns. The term spring breakup starts to crop up, typically in the very near future, and I tend to think of the visible condition of the roads when I hear it. The snow on our roads gives way, leading to slush and potholes. A teaching friend of mine used to say that you could tell it was spring because the potholes were starting to migrate back. Normally, once the process starts, it doesn't go back, not really. It's been like that just a bit around downtown Dillingham, with 20-something degree days and a lot of sunlight. Such conditions on the road certainly points to spring getting ready to take over. It's amazing to think how fast the change can happen. A week or so ago, I was sitting perched on a snow machine, on a plateau on a mountain, just to the east of Nunavachik Bay, over towards Togiak on the refuge. I have been to Nunavachik Bay 4 times in May to hunt. Seeing it from a snow-go for the first time, I was struck by how much snow there was, in full knowledge of how much less there is in May, at least from what I've seen the 4 times I've been there. Put another way, a whole lot of snow is going to melt awfully fast in the next 2 months, to get from where what I saw to what I've seen in the past. Again, I'm not conceding just yet. There is a lot of snow out there still. It's been one of the better snow winters that I can remember in the time that I've been in Dillingham, and it's easy enough to believe that a lot of it will bleed into not just spring, but what we think of as early summer as well. Also, a quick look at the 10-day weather forecast on Weather Underground shows daytime temperatures mostly still below 30 and some in the teens. It does show a spike of 2 30-plus days at the end of next week, but the forecast for the 27th of March, almost the end of the month and as far out as they'll offer anything, shows nighttime temperatures in the mid-single digits. Stuff like that'll keep the snow here a little while longer. All that to say, there's more than enough to believe that our snow conditions can stay for a while longer. Heck, tonight through tomorrow shows maybe another 6 to 8 inches of snow. So for those of us who like winter, we don't have to be sad immediately. Not just yet, anyway. And yet, winter is about to leave us. We have days, maybe weeks, to really enjoy the nip in the air and a mostly blanketed landscape for those of us who truly enjoy winter. Take it in. Revel in it. I know I will. For those of you who strongly prefer spring and then summer after it, winter still has something to offer you. It offers you perspective. It offers you contrast. To highlight that, consider the words of author John Steinbeck. What good is the warmth of summer without the cold of winter to give it sweetness? For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.